Thank you, Joseph. Good evening. Good to be with you tonight, as always. What a blessing to have Wednesday nights to look forward to gather and share and pray. Looking at 4D. I barely worked my way up to 3D. I can figure out what that is. I sure can't figure out much about 4D. Some understand it in this way. You see those three dimensions we're familiar with, and of course the fourth dimension we're familiar with too. That's a clock. You might say, Mark, you're not familiar with a clock. You need to get familiar with it. But space-time, gravity being the fourth dimension. Others, a hypercube. With that cube inside moving around, I don't understand all that. That stuff's too complex for me. So maybe a mathematician like Carl might can figure it out, but I don't understand those things. And then other people say the mind is the fourth dimension, so we can go there. So, but anyway, whatever we see with 4D, we'll come back to that in a minute, by the way, but whether we understand four dimensions or even understand three dimensions, we all understand that life is complex, and it's increasing in its complexity at an ever more rapid pace. A lot of that, I think, has to do with technology. Technology makes life more convenient, but it also makes it more complex. Now, how many apps do you have on your smartphone, if you have a smartphone? How many channels do you have access to on your television? How many websites have you visited in the past week? How many aspects of your life are impacted by technology? You know, there's so many ideas and so many issues in life that are constantly vying for our attention. Even right now, as we sit here all trying to focus on the same thing, we're all battling different issues and ideas that are calling out to us and trying to draw us away. And of course, many of those things are so good and can be used for such good in the kingdom of God. But of course, Satan is also seeking to take advantage of the ever-increasing complexity to distract us. Tonight, I'm going to ask you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We're just going to look at one verse and really just a phrase in that one verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 3. I've been taken up with this verse for a long time, but recently I was reading it again and just was struck by the last little phrase that's been on my mind. 2 Corinthians 11, 3, Paul, writing to the church there at Corinth, he says in verse 2, he's jealous for them. He wants to present them in purity as the bride of Christ. And in verse 3 he said, "But I fear, lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." The simplicity that is in Christ. That's the little phrase that I've been thinking about and want us to think about just for the few moments that we have together tonight. The simplicity that is in Christ. First, I think that he speaks here of a potential corruption to spiritual complexity. I'm not speaking here of complex spiritual issues being dangerous. It's beneficial to think deeply about the things of God's Word and about spiritual truths. That's not the point that I'm thinking of, but the spiritual complexity that there is potential corruption that Paul speaks about in this verse that he feared. He feared that just as the devil in the form of the serpent had deceived Eve by his craftiness, so he, by his craftiness, through whatever means he may choose, and maybe even technology, maybe even distractions, maybe even the complexity of life, might corrupt us, might bring, as it were, an infection in and taint our spiritual simplicity. that Satan, by his trickery, would be able to negatively alter us from this simplicity that is in Christ that he speaks of here. That would bring us to the truth of the preferred consistency in spiritual simplicity. That word simplicity in the Greek, we might say single-mindedness. It's the idea of simplifying down to a single, and we might say in some sense, uncomplicated focus. It's derived from a word in the Greek. The base word literally means spread out without folds. So I was thinking about if I brought a sheet up here and laid it out on the floor, totally spread it out, there's the picture of simplicity. Now when I go and start folding it, every time I fold it, it's a little more complex. Not complex in the sense of four dimensions, but more complex than it was when it was just laying out flat, unfolded. And that's the picture. This is the same sheet, nothing wrong with the sheet, but as I fold it up, it becomes more complex. And so he's saying here that he desires that they have their minds not corrupted from the simplicity, the single-mindedness that is in Christ. And my application of this to my own life, and what I'd like to just share with you a little bit tonight, when addressing the complexities of life, is to simplify to simply Christ. So when you leave tonight, if you only remember two words, and I know you all have that capacity, simply Christ. In fact, let's say it all together. I'll count to three, and then we'll all just say simply Christ. One, two, three, simply Christ. And that's my goal tonight, to bring that before our minds and encourage our hearts with this thought of simply Christ. You know, I really feel like that this in some way flows from the last couple of Wednesday nights as Jason talked about Christ and Him crucified and that really being the basis of our Christian life, and we never get really that far away, or we shouldn't. And then and Neil last week talking about the Lord Jesus coming down and going up, and that memorable illustration of the old man's suspenders. What are you tied to? So as we think about those, I think this kind of just flows right along with that. The Lord Jesus Christ being that single focus of my mind. Now, not the only thing that I think about, I don't mean that. But my all in all, the one to whom my attention continually is brought back to, and a lot of that is by discipline of my own mind, that I bring my mind back to Him. And I've been thinking about this and trying to apply this in my own life. And I've as we go now to the 4D, we're going to 20D. All right, you thought 4D was complicated. We're going to fold the sheet 20 times. All right, or maybe unfold it 20 times would be a better way to look at it. But I got 20 things up here that start with the letter D. We're going to go through them quickly, and I'm just going to mention them. And these are just examples of things that we come up against in life that can be complex. They can be complicated. But my goal for myself and for you, as you see fit, that the Lord would have you to also keep your mind on that simplicity that's in Christ, simply Christ, that we would be brought back to Him. So we'll just run through these very quickly. First of all, decision. We're always being faced with decisions. More decisions now than back 100 years ago. I mean, they had to make a lot of decisions too, but we have so many more options. Well, simply Christ. You know, He's the answer. I'm not saying He's the only thing I have to think about, but when I get concerned about these decisions, I just bring it back. Simply Christ. I get discouraged. Go through difficulties, and I get the complexity of life can discourage us, but the Lord Jesus, simply Christ, I can find encouragement in Him. Depression. Sometimes the complexities of life weigh down on us so much, whether it's a clinical depression or just a sense of being blue or somewhere in between that, the Lord Jesus, when I come back to Him, simply Christ. It doesn't mean all my problems are gone. It doesn't mean my life's been simplified. but simply Christ. And I can find joy in Him, even in the midst of my depression. Sometimes in life, I sense I'm being destroyed. It seems like the things around us may be being destroyed, but I can think on the Lord Jesus. That simplicity that's in Christ. It doesn't change everything. It doesn't change my circumstances. It might not change any of them. But you know, with Him, I know there's that upbuilding, that construction, that edifying that He is doing in my life, no matter what happens around me. Sometimes in my life, that D of defeat is what I'm experiencing. And it becomes heavy knowing that I'm defeated again. I was seeking that victory, but in the Lord Jesus, He always leads us in triumph. And I can think simply Christ. In the midst of my defeat, I can think on the Lord Jesus. And I can recognize His triumph and my ultimate victory. There's the D of distress. Sometimes I'm distressed because I'm in the storm. But praise God for the peace that I can find in the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ, and I can meditate on Him, simply Christ, the one who calms the storm. And even though He may not calm the storm around me, He can calm the storm in me. And you probably have experienced that when you had that simplicity that's in Christ and your mind focused on Him in the midst of the storm. Sometimes we face in life what we would call a disaster. A disaster. And when that disaster comes against us and we don't think we'll ever get beyond that, simply Christ. Now, He's the miracle worker. There's nothing too hard for Him. We don't know how. Some miracles will be instantaneous. Others may take His time. And we have to wait for that. Simply Christ. Simply Christ. You know, some of us deal with this D, the D of dread. The fear that comes against us because of what may occur in the future and what we're experiencing now and what we heard might be around the corner. And that fear can begin to grip us with all of the complexities of what if. And yet, as we seek to focus simply on Christ, simply Christ, bringing our minds back to that, not that we don't have to go back and deal with what may be coming, we do. But in the midst of that, simply Christ. And we prayed a lot about this D tonight, disease. A lot of disease, crazy diseases. Diseases unheard of 100 years ago that people are dealing with. It seems like every day we hear about somebody with some strange illness. And yet, simply Christ. Healing. Ultimate healing and health and wholeness, and we don't know, again, when that will be, but we can focus on Him, that simplicity that's in Christ. The tenth D, difficulty. These are in no particular order. You might notice that. They're in the order that they came to my mind. So if you want to try to figure out how my mind works based on this, then go right ahead. Difficulty. We face difficulty, and our lives are so complex that sometimes the complexities of life bring us into places of difficulty. Simply Christ. He's the solution. He's the ultimate solution to what I'm facing and any difficulty I go through. The 11th D is darkness. We've been saved, we've been brought out of darkness into His marvelous light, but that doesn't mean at times we don't experience the darkness. We can't see what's ahead and we're concerned about what's around us. But the Lord Jesus is the light, simply Christ. Simply Him, the light of the world. Doubting. Sometimes we battle that old Thomas syndrome and we've got the doubt that's there. And sometimes it's just picking away at the edges of our lives. Other times it's just overwhelming our minds. But simply Christ, coming back to Him, not wanting and not allowing Satan to corrupt us from that simplicity which is in Christ, that assurance we find in the Lord Jesus. Danger. Plenty of danger around. We got plenty to be concerned about if we're going to think about danger, whether it's driving down the road or whether it's thinking about a terrorist group getting into our country or into our homes or a criminal meeting us on the street. There's plenty of danger. It's very complex. Looking every direction, but simply Christ. in Him is protection, His will. There's deception all around us. And things are so complex that sometimes that opens us up to deception. But the Lord Jesus is the truth. Simply Christ. Simply Christ. There's division. And we see it in our nation. We see it in our homes. We see it in our the universal church and in our own local assembly. But praise God, we can focus on the Lord Jesus. Simply Christ. It's unity in Him. We look at our lives and sometimes we're frustrated by the complexity of our own disabilities, our own inability to do what we feel like needs to be done, and yet we look at the Lord Jesus and we think, simply Christ. He's the one that is our strength and weakness, and His strength is made perfect in weakness. There's the D of despair. Sometimes even believers get to that point where they're just ready to throw up their hands and say, why even try? I give up. We don't need to give up. Simply Christ. There's always hope in Him. He is our hope. Deterioration is another D. Complexity can also begin to eat away at the stability in our lives. But praise God, the Lord Jesus, simply Christ. In Him we can grow. Though outwardly we may be wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed every day. You might get a kick out of this next one. Deplorability. I had to put that in there, since that word's heard so much. Shameful. Sometimes we are ashamed of ourselves and who we are and what we desire to be and yet what we know ourselves to be. But praise God, simply Christ. Glory. Glory. And one day we're going to be glorified. We're going to be like Him. And He sees us even now, God does, in His Son, in the One, Christ Jesus, simply Christ. And then finally, the 20th D, that of distortion. Things are so complex that sometimes it's hard to see clearly. Reality becomes merged in with what is so close to reality that we're not sure how to make that division. But simply Christ. He will allow us to see clearly through His Word, by His Spirit. Simply Christ. There were other D's. I had to cut some out because I wanted to stop at 20. And it's time to close. So you may have others that start with D and some that don't start with D. But whatever they are, I can be sure that simply Christ is the answer. On three. 1, 2, 3. Simply Christ. All right. Very good. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank You tonight for a time to come together and sing and to share our needs with each other and then to bring them before You. Father, then to look briefly into Your Word. And Father, I pray for each one of us here tonight. Lord, I pray that the serpent who deceived Eve by his craftiness will not be able to corrupt our minds from the simplicity that is in Christ. Father, may the single most focus of our minds be Your Son, the Lord Jesus. Father, this world is so complex. Our lives are so complex. There's so much there that pulls us away. It's hard sometimes to even bring our minds back to where they ought to be, and yet, simply Christ. Father, I thank You for convicting my heart of my need to continue to come back to the Lord Jesus. Thank You for how You've already been using this little phrase in my life and my mind, and I pray that You will continue to do that, and Lord, You will use it in all of our lives as You see fit, that simply Christ may be something that we can hold on to as a reality, not only a theory. And so we give You thanks for Christ, and we pray in His name. Amen. May the Lord encourage you. Simply Christ.